Red Rose Audiobooks presents the unabridged recording of Dead of Winter, written by Tom Threadgill, narrated by Austin Walp. Chapter 1. Jeremy Winter kneaded the evidence bag until the severed finger pressed against the plastic. The top of the nail was bent backward, nearly ripped from the flesh. She'd fought hard. 3 days since the finger had been sliced from her. The killer had placed it in a Ziploc bag and mailed it, same as all the others. No odor, though the gases from decay had caused the sandwich baggie to swell a bit. Decomp was in full swing. The dry, brown skin had shrunk as it lost moisture. A small arc of clear space grew between the chipped red nail polish and the cuticle. The bone, a proximal phalanx, the doctors called it, jutted slightly beyond the clean cut. A tiny splotch of blood, most likely the victim's, smeared the bottom corner of the Ziploc. He pointed to the evidence. "See how the skin is pulled back from the cuticle? People used to think the fingernails kept growing after death, but in reality..." The postal inspector looked away and stifled a dry heave.
"That the one you're looking for?"
Jeremy tilted his head.
"Why? You got more of these lying around somewhere?"
FBI agent Maggie Keeley sighed and shook her head.
"Ignore Mr. Winter. He's here in a consultant capacity only. Yes, that's the one we're looking for. We appreciate your help."
The inspector nodded and kept his focus on Maggie.
"You made it easy for us. Told us where the envelope was coming from and who it'd be addressed to. Of course, we'd have caught it in the screening process even if we hadn't been given the information."
Jeremy arched his eyebrows. 3 had been sent before this, and they'd only caught 1, despite the enhanced procedures in place since 9/11. He was still trying to talk Maggie into letting him see the video of the Supreme Court clerks opening the mail and finding the fingers. She'd refused because she thought he would laugh at their reactions. He'd assured her he wouldn't. They both knew he was probably lying. Maggie took the evidence bag and placed it in her briefcase.
"Thank you for your help. We need to head back to the office and start working on this."
So, the people these fingers come from,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?